Everybody just wants to live their life in peace. And yet, without even realizing it, we face an enormous amount of pressure every day. We face pressure from our society, our peers, even our friends and colleagues at work. Pressure to achieve worldly success and pleasure, to accumulate wealth, to find lasting romantic love. None of these are necessarily bad things, but the world put these things in place of God and often encourages sin in the pursuit of them. It's easy to fall into conformity, to do what unbelievers do and to be as they are. But as Christian men and women, we are called to model our lives on Christ. We're called to live in a godly manner, fearing the Lord and obeying Him, even when it doesn't make sense to the rest of the world. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." The opposite of conformity is a renewed mind. The way God views the world and our lives is counterintuitive to everything our culture teaches. Therefore, we must be willing to let Him change us and reteach us how to think. Then we will be equipped to live a life that is pleasing to Him. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 to 16 says, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" The reason the world acts the way it does is because of ignorance. They do not comprehend the beauty and the worth of the gospel. They do not understand that what God has in store for them is infinitely better than the empty promises of sin. But God has opened our eyes. He has called us out of our ignorant ways and to something greater. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. "Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God." In the Old Testament, the Hebrew people would perform ritual cleansings after encountering anything unclean. What if we showed that same kind of dedication to the spots of worldliness in our lives? What if we were determined to make a clean break with any habit, any behavior, any attitude not pleasing to God? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 says, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." Oftentimes, we act like the world because we're afraid of stepping on toes. We're afraid of the ridicule or the criticism we might even receive if we show ourselves to be true followers of Christ. And deep down, we're afraid that somehow by letting go of this world, we might be missing out. But when we separate ourselves from this world, we are not depriving ourselves of any good thing. Rather, we are taking hold of the promises of God, which are far greater.
I am desperate to have a deeper, closer relationship with God. I want to get to the level where I can have a burning bush experience. I desire to get to the level where I can enter the lion's den of life's problems. And I know that I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I will not be afraid. I desire to be a servant in God's kingdom, to live a life of purpose so that I may hear the words, "Well done, O good and faithful servant." That's my desire. And my dear brothers and sisters, I am not naive to the enemy's ways. He will not simply step aside and let me get to a higher level of faith or an improved prayer life.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I am fully aware that he will devise schemes. Schemes that are designed to discourage and distract me. Schemes designed to make me doubt. Schemes that come to tempt me into falling out of God's will for my life. But even then, I am not afraid. I am not living in fear, nor am I anxious, because greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. I have victory through Jesus. I will put on full armor of God at all times. I will take it day by day and be confident that he who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Psalm 91 verse 7 says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Do you know why? Do you understand why nothing can touch you, child of God? Because there is a hedge of protection over your life. When we think about the story of Job, we often focus on what he lost, the trials he went through, and how God restored everything back for him. But I'd like you to consider that before anything happened, before any struggle, the devil tried and tried to attack Job, but he failed. And this happened until he got so frustrated that he asked God, "Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side?" The devil couldn't do anything. He couldn't touch Job without God's consent. And when you look at the story through carnal eyes, you would be stuck on why God let everything happen to Job in the first place. But the word of God tells us that our faith must be tested. Our faith must stand trial. And although your test might not be as severe as Job's, we are still tested nonetheless. And even though we are tested, there is still a hedge of protection around us as children of God. There is still amazing grace over our life.
Nowadays, the only thing that's really keeping me together, the only one that's truly keeping me from falling apart, is Jesus. If you read the book of Proverbs in chapter 3, you'll come across a beautiful and comforting passage of Scripture. Verse 5 and 6 say, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." I thank God for that passage of Scripture because I really don't understand some of the things going on around me. And sometimes I don't understand the things happening to me. But what I will do is trust in the Lord with all my heart. It's not an easy thing to do all the time because in my limited understanding, sometimes I get scared. I get scared of the unknown. And I'm sure you face those moments too. Scared about tomorrow, scared about your job, your health. But I want us to stand in prayer right now. And I want us to come against the spirit of fear through the authority that's in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, as long as you believe that Jesus Christ is and will be faithful to his word that says, "Call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things." So agree with me. Be expectant within your heart that God will meet us at our point of need.
Let's clarify something. Fear is not of God. It has nothing to do with the Lord, nothing to do with Jesus. Fear is not our portion as born-again believers. And the Bible is very clear about this. How many times are we told, do not fear? How many times does the Bible say, fear not? We read this over and over again. And the first thing I'd like to tell you is that the Bible tells us this message of not fearing repeatedly because it's something significant. It's something of importance. We are to remember not to fear when we find ourselves in the middle of chaos. We are to remember not to be afraid when we are in the middle of turmoil. Now, the reason that fear is not of God, the reason we are told not to fear repeatedly, is also because fear weakens a believer's faith. If you open the door to the spirit of fear, it targets your faith. And here's how it operates. It makes you doubt God. It makes you doubt His very word, which tells you not to fear nor to be afraid. It makes you doubt the Lord's ability, because whenever you fear, you are saying, this thing is bigger, larger, stronger than the God who promised to deliver me. Now, I believe that the devil always tries to enter the life of a believer through fear, because fear will make us ineffective and unproductive in the kingdom of God. And this is why we have to overcome it. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In this verse, Paul is talking to Timothy and telling him exactly what God has given us: power, love, and peace of mind. Fear is not one of them. It's not from God. So putting two and two together, fear is from the devil. His mission is to make us doubt God and His ability to do what He says He can do for us. So as a child of God, I need to come to the understanding that for me to be an effective servant in God's kingdom, I have to overcome fear. I have to believe what God's word says concerning fear. I have to believe who God says I am. Overcoming fear will help reach my potential and exercise my rights as a born-again believer, as a joint heir with Christ. So how do you stop fear? Well, fear normally starts as a thought that grows and grows until it controls us. This thought can come from a traumatic experience or a bad memory. But when you dwell on it, when you constantly think of it and relive it, it becomes a spirit of fear. It's important as a believer to guard our thoughts in order to overcome this spirit. Positive, godly thinking is encouraged always. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, the Bible says. Meaning, we have to be in control of our thoughts so that they don't stray. It is important to know that God is with you once you have received Jesus. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. These are the sort of scriptures that you need to dwell on in order to help you to overcome fear. If you are to defeat this spirit of fear, you need to feed your faith with the Word of God and starve your doubts. You see, the more you know about the one you believe in, the more you are grounded and unshaken. The less likely fear is going to overwhelm you. That doesn't mean it won't attack you. But if you're grounded and equipped with the Word of God, you will come to the understanding that that same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is also at your disposal. Because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is He who is in you than fear.
There are a few things that I want you to remember and keep at the forefront of your mind. Number one, remember to stand firm and let God fight your fiercest battles. Give God the keys and let Him be in control. Number two, you have power from so many sources. There's power through the Holy Spirit. There's power in God's Word. There's power in prayer. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. You and I, as born-again believers, can tap into that power at any time. And number three, we can be confident that the Lord is always with us, leading our way and covering us from behind, from above, and on every side.
I can tell you from my own experience that the problems of life can sometimes come upon us with no warning. And before we can get one thing straightened out, something else comes up. Have you ever felt like that? Before you can put one problem to rest, you find yourself facing another. So when storms come, we need to consistently be paddling and praying. We need to constantly be moving forward and believing. We need to be seeking His help with an expectation of His arrival. And storms can affect your home. Storms can affect your health. Storms can affect your relationship or marriage. Storms can affect our lives in so many ways. There are the storms of loneliness and depression, the storms of separation, bitterness, and unforgiveness. But as children of God, when you're in a storm, there are some things you need to get rid of. Certain things weigh you down when you're in a storm. Naysayers, the people who speak negativity into your life, the people who have no faith and no hope, those toxic people will weigh you down. There are certain habits you need to let go of. When you're in a storm, it's time to focus on the Word of God. It's time to focus on prayer. It's time to focus on worship. Some things in your life need to be thrown overboard so that they don't weigh you down. Let me tell you what God is saying to you today. When you pass through deep waters, God will be with you. When you pass through winding rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. Why? Because in any storm, in every storm, God is with you.